This week I'm very, very angry. You're listening to Modest Joint, and I'm going to tell you, it has adult subject matter. Of course it does. And he doesn't do anything nice on the show and say nice things. Sometimes I want a nice flowery show with flowers and nice things. But his show is always spicy. And not pepperoncini spicy, not even jalapeno or habanero spicy. He makes Tabasco sauce look silly, like a vanilla milkshake, silly. Or like a clown with little happy balloons. Very, very silly. I would say, on the spicy meter, Michael Modest is somewhere along the lines of drinking bleach.
How you doing? I am Michael Modest, and I have the will to fight. Thank you for dropping by Modest Joint. Come on in. There's the steel folding chair for you. Have a seat. We're going to have a very short joint, and I apologize for getting it in late. I had the kids this weekend for Easter, and I haven't seen them in like 6 weeks, so it was a long stretch. I was really happy to get my boys for the holiday. I'll be getting them again next weekend, so it's all smiles right now for Michael Modest. This week on the joint, it's going to be kind of short. First of all, I'm going to talk about some people that I think are spicy and not spicy. Second of all, I'm going to talk about WCWC and some of the things I got coming up there in Oregon this weekend. I've also got my top 10. This is the top 10 reasons I love strippers. Now, I may have done this before, but you got to admit, there's probably 100 very good reasons to love strippers or gals at the Bunny Ranch. I love them too. So that's the top 10 that I'm going to be doing this week. It is an original top 10. If I've done it before, it's not a repeat. I'm not reading old stuff here. First of all, let's talk about WCWC, April 18th at the Springfield Regional Sports Center. GQ Gallo out of Arizona and Michael Modest out of California will be wrestling Gentleman George Michaels and Eric Baden. Now, Gallo and I are the tag team champions right now of Oregon, man, of WCWC, and I'm very proud to be one half of the tag team champions. That will be a title match on April 18th. Also, on April 19th, again, for WCWC, Mike Modest will be wrestling at the Central High School in a one-on-one rematch against Eric Baden in Independence, Oregon. We had a great match, Eric Baden and I, last time I was in Oregon. You can check that out by going to youtube.com/loach20. That's L-O-A-C-H-20. The camera isn't the best. I apologize for the footage quality. But if you just watch the match, it's good shit. Another thing I want to talk about with WCWC is their Lightning Division champion, Mike Santiago. This guy, mark my words, you're going to be seeing him all over the place sometime soon. ROH maybe, NWA Hollywood. Someone's going to get a hold of this guy. Someone's going to hear what I'm saying and go, wow, that Michael Modest, hell of a trainer of talent. Trained guys like Spike Dudley, Vic Grimes, Brent Albright, Crash Holly. Well, I retrained Crash Holly. But someone's going to say, wow, Mike Modest knows what he's talking about, and this Mike Santiago is freaking gold as a Lightning Division dude. One of the things I like about WCWC is they understand the difference between cruisers and heavyweights. Next, on the joint, I'm going to talk about people that I think are spicy or not spicy. Well, actually, I'm not going to do it. I brought in at great personal expense a wonderful chef, Chef Rene Dubois. Come on in, Chef.
Okay, first of all, I am going to start off with number 5, Michael Modest. Spicy. Extra bold flavor. Modest is an acquired taste. At first, Your entertainment palette accepts Modest with a contralingual admiration. Next, your entertainment taste buds take a beating from an onslaught of aggression, honesty, and more aggression. Towards the end of the experience, you walk away realizing that you've enjoyed being pummeled by Michael Modest, and you want another spicy bite. Number 4. Vince Russo. Not spicy. This is a very bland plate of mushy cold oatmeal, disguised with a half a cup of half-cooked ideas, 1/4 cup of wackiness, 1/4 cup of silliness, 14 75-pound bags of bullshit with a dash of wrestling on top for presentation. It is a costly dish and leaves a foul taste in your mouth. Number 3. This is wrestling, but let's talk about Chris Brown. Not spicy. Take one bowl, equaling 18 cups of Rihanna, then beat for an hour? That's it. Maybe you add 1 cup of talent, 4 cups of alcohol, with 1 cup of OJ. 2 cups of excuses, and there you have it. Chris Brown. Number 2. Jerry Lynn versus Delirious on YouTube. ROH, not spicy. Add 1 cup of Jerry Lynn, 1 cup of Delirious. Then you add 4 cups of good wrestling. Finish off with 15 finishing moves as if this was filet mignon. But you're not finished yet. Take all the storyline out of the match. Add some more false finishes for Delirious to kick out of. This must all be done in a dark building, so the people cannot be seen. It comes close, and in the end, ROH, I was not impressed. The ingredients are fabulous, but it seems the chef is not in the kitchen. And the number one person I want to talk about this week, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Very, very spicy. A veritable cornucopia of flavor. Take 1 cup wrestler, add 1 cup cell, add 1 cup fight, add 1 cup story, throw in a couple of chops, and voila! This is a spicy masterpiece! So spicy! Ricky's a Dragon Steamboat.
Thank you very much, Chef Rene Dubois, for coming in and letting me know who you thought was spicy and not spicy. Now, my top 10, like I said, this is going to be a short show. My top 10 reasons I love strippers. Number 10, they have cool names and awesome costumes. Number 9. Reason I love strippers. It's a simple relationship. And again, let me correct myself. This is the 10 reasons I love strippers and the prostitutes at the Bunny Ranch. Number 9, it's a simple relationship. You pay for what you want and get it. The alternative is marriage and or divorce, in which case you pay for what you want, take what you can get, end up with less than you paid for, and you keep paying and paying and paying. And you pay in a lot more than just like financial ways. Number 8 reason I absolutely love strippers and the prostitutes at the Bunny Ranch. They don't have periods. Or at least, if they do, they do what a decent human being would do. They stay home and are bitchy all by themselves, or to their husband, the sucker that married them. Number 7 reason I love strippers and the gals out there at the Bunny Ranch. You know going in that strippers or bunnies at the ranch are going to fuck around on you. You just know it right off the bat. So there's no surprises. Number six reason I absolutely love strippers and the gals out there at the Bunny Ranch is stripper perfume. Apparently, I don't know a whole lot about where they get it, but they order it by the gallon. It has some type of vanilla flavor or vanilla smell to it, and it comes from Helsinki, Sweden. So far, this is all I've been able to find out about stripper perfume. It's intoxicating. Number five reason I love strippers and or the gals out there at the Bunny Ranch, because they are USDA certified, man. They are USDA certified. Prime ass steaks. No pork chops here. They got the stamp of approval. The stamp, baby. It's safe. USDA approved. Number four reason I absolutely love strippers and the gals out there at the Bunny Ranch, the magic tricks. It's like going to watch David fucking Copperfield making things appear and disappear. It's amazing. I say, bravo, bravo, man. Or gal. Actually, I'd be a little frightened if I was ever saying bravo man at a strip club. Number three reason I love strippers and the gals out there at the Bunny Ranch. Athleticism, dancing, acting, lights, music. All in one great show. Like fucking Broadway, baby. Number two reason I love strippers and the gals out there at the Bunny Ranch. Lap dances. No further explanation needed. A gal grinding on you like that, it's a wonderful, touching experience, guaranteed to bring a tear to your eye. And the number one reason I absolutely love strippers and or the gals out there at the Bunny Ranch, they allow me to get in touch with my female side. Yes. And they allow me to do it without all of that worthless verbal vomit. That blah, blah bullshit. They are smart. They know their pie holes aren't the money makers. Thank you very much for stopping in the Modest Joint. Again, if you want to email me, michael.modest@gmail.com. I have the will to fight. Do you? Wrestling is hardcore. And anyone who listens to my bullshit is hardcore too, at least in my book.